64 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Market action took a little bit of a breather overnight after a seven-day rally, but it's pretty stable in the day session this morning. Crude market down better than half a dollar. Dollar trade is under a little bit of pressure. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so mildly disappointing, but as we said last week, we're not trading that right now. Current price action for July corn up a half a cent at 394 and three quarters, September corn up three quarters of a cent at 403 and a half, and December 412 and a quarter up one and three quarters. For July soybeans, up nine and three quarters at 831 and three quarters, and November beans are 858 up nine and a quarter. Chicago July wheat is down 4.5 cents at 474 and a quarter, and December is down 4.25 at 494. Kansas City wheat for July down 2.5, and September is down 2.75 at 443.5. Minneapolis wheat for July is down 0.25 cent at 542 and 3/4, and December wheat is up 0.5 at 563 and 3/4. Livestock trade, currently cattle are down a little bit, and hogs are trying to stabilize, but still on mildly defensive at this minute. Planting progress rally, really a challenge for a lot of folks. Talking to folks across the country, I've talked to two guys that are done, one in South Texas, which he's been done for a while, and then one in South Kentucky just north of the Tennessee border, and he's done. Other guys are just really getting started. The stuff around here is probably about half done. Rhetoric suggests announcement for the next tranche of government payments to grain farmers, maybe as soon as tomorrow. This weighed on commodity prices, but the pressure should be short-lived. Looking at the charts, the corn chart really looks pretty strong. We've got a breakout to the upside and probably will continue. We do not think that this market's really hit the gas yet, so there hopefully is more to come. The soybean market repelled off its contract lows last week, and we've got a nice little consolidation working right in this area right now. Early livestock trade, you said, was defensive, but is recovering. Cattle on feed report due out on Friday. On feed expected to be 103.1% of a year ago. Placements 114.4% of a year ago, which I thought was pretty tall order. And marketing's 106.6% of a year ago. Prevent plant and plant or for better insurance payments for higher prices in the fall price discovery period is consideration. We do think that really may force guys or challenge guys to go ahead and plant in less than ideal conditions, because that leaves the open-ended payment plan for the fall open. If you take the prevent plant at this early time, that's pretty much the end of the story. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much. It's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. And we're starting to see sunshine across central Illinois here as we approach 9 o'clock. Checking current conditions, we're at 64 degrees here in Urbana. South wind, a little breezy out there at around 18 miles per hour. Bloomington Normal reporting 61 degrees, 62 in Decatur, 65 in Danville, 64 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, and 64 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 84 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, a low of 67. South wind 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms at a high of 83 degrees. And for Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. 1A is next.